Amen. It has been given to you and to me, given to us to understand how great he is. Amen? Amen? What a privilege. What a privilege.
I'm glad you're the pastor
because I hate responsibility. He's responsible. If it's right, he's responsible. If it's wrong, it's me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, have you ever heard? Anybody else got something to say? I don't want to get in the way of. Don't want to get in the way of words from the Lord, because everybody hears God.
That's right.
Everybody does. Everybody. Amen. So, you know, I don't think it was something that was a long time ago. There's a lot of new things people say now, you know. And like, everything's not about you. And that's not often meant in a pleasant way. But if you can believe it, if you can receive it, God is all about you. He's all about you. In the beginning, you know, he created the heavens and the earth was without form and void. And this little globe in the middle of all of that, God made for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you were the crown on his kingdom. Let's make man in our image. It was about you. And this message is not to make us arrogant. This message is to humble us in how fortunate we are. And it's a good humble. But He made this for you, and then the yous before us messed it up. And we've all messed it up on occasion too. But it never changed his love and his focus on you. Jesus came and he said, you, if you can believe, all things are possible. He said, I came so you could have life. And he says that to you. So say, he says that to me. I'm a you. I can believe. And that's how he feels about me. That's how he's felt about you when you were at your worst and when you're at your best. His focus is on you. You. If you can, I get reminded of songs all the time, but I remember a song from when I was in junior high about, you know, and the substance of the song was that this girl was swooning over Johnny Angel. And now he loves me. You know? And the thought was that Johnny was thinking about her too. It was a great song. Great song. Worked all the time. But, you know, he thinking about that. So can you imagine, you know, sometimes we got to just kind of shake off the heavy bands, lift up the holy hands, and just go ahead and imagine that God is God the way God wants to be God. And so thinking of him, thinking of you. If when we think in the normal, maybe religious stature of things, when we think of him thinking about us, he's thinking about us with a But Jesus changed all that. Now he thinks about us and he thinks, when you think about him, you just change the atmosphere. You change your own atmosphere when you think about him. When you think about him, you know that. When that gal was singing that song, Johnny Angel, when she thought about Johnny Angel, she said, Johnny Angel, oh, she was loving it. She was loving it, you know. She wasn't like, She wasn't social mediating, bad-mouthing him. She was just pouring out her heart. Pour out your heart to God. Amen. Pour out your heart to God. You know, just pour out your heart to God and enjoy him pouring out his heart to you. He's your father. You're his child. When a little child comes to a parent, a good parent doesn't say, go away, kid, you bother me. What can I do for you? They tell the stories of Abe Lincoln when he was a president, and his boy would lead people off the street into the office to talk to the president. Maybe that's a picture of us leading people off the street to talk to the Lord. You know? You're going to lead people off the street when you know how much you're loved by God. That little boy was convinced that his dad would let him bring somebody in. He'd have been shocked if his dad would have said no. He knew his dad loved him. Do you know your dad loves you? You know? I mean, it's important to know. I was confirmed by memorizing the verse, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And because of that, they gave me my Bible with my name on it. Big deal if he loves the world. What about me? I didn't think about it. You know? Some kids went to church camp and they actually had an experience. I went to church camp. I had an experience. I kissed a girl. That was my experience. I also sang around the campfire. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. It didn't change my life. Nice songs. Love them now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. There's a difference when we know. When we know. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. I came just for you. You're not part of a crowd. You're in the spotlight. That's how he feels about us. And we need to be more sure of that than ever, because we need to be sure enough to speak it. So that if someone just has come to brought us to the end of our patience, instead of saying, yeah, I give up, we say, you just need Jesus. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. We all know people that need Jesus. We need Jesus right in the middle of a conversation that we shouldn't be having. We need Jesus. You know, we need Jesus. I need Jesus. And he loves me. He loves me. He loves me. I know it's true. And there's not one thing in this whole wide world I wouldn't do for you. Jesus sang that to me. Now, I can't tell you what his voice sounds like. But I was riding my motorcycle, and he told me he wanted me to let him sing. What are you going to say? I got quiet. And he's saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. Yes, it's true. And that's how he feels about everybody. You satisfy me. When you're by my side, Lord, I'm satisfied. I am satisfied. When is the Lord not by your side? He's never not by your side. So we can move in, you know. I still pray for Mick Jagger. He can't get no satisfaction, but I'm praying for him. I am. You know, I mean, that's a long time to not get no satisfaction. But Jesus can change all of that. Yeah? He can change all of that. Just in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You know? Maybe on his farewell tour, he'll say, I've got good news. I found satisfaction. You know? It's never too late to find satisfaction. And there's no satisfaction like the satisfaction that God gives. Nothing compares. Nothing compares, you know. We need to consider that. We need to consider that. That's who you are, Lord. That's who you are. You're a way maker, a promise keeper. You know? You're everything, Lord. You are. That's who you are. You never stop working. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop. You never stop working. You know? Jesus said to the woman at the well, if you knew the gift that I have for you, you're a you. If you only knew, it's been given to us to know. When I was praying the other night, I don't picture a lot when I'm praying, but I was taking things that were of a concern. I stuck them in a bag, and I gave them to him, and then I tried to remember what was in the bag, and I couldn't remember what was in the bag. Seriously. And I nearly wasted time trying to remember what I put in the bag. And then I thought, that's silly. Why should I be trying to remember that? If I can't remember it, it's not, you know, let it go. When you bring that bag to the river of life, throw it in the bag. The river of life will take it away. And the blessing of the Lord will be what stays. Imagine him thinking of you. And imagine that when he thinks of you, he thinks good thoughts. Good thoughts. He doesn't think about your last brain dead moment. That isn't what he thinks about. It's in the past. Because he's trying to get us somewhere. You aren't going to get somewhere if you're always going back there. We're going to get somewhere. I asked Janine how her mother's doing. She said she's getting ready to graduate to heaven. Isn't that wonderful that we know? That we know. You know? It's not one of those things where people are going to sit around and say, well, I hope so. No. When we know, it's all good. Jesus is the blessed hope. We have that. We have that hope. We have that hope for everyone who's heard. If you only knew. You. you. It really is about you. It's about you knowing God. It's about you being comforted by God, because he comforts us with a comfort so that we can comfort others. And people need comfort from a lot of things. But you know the answer. You don't have to know how, you just need to know him. You just need to know him. You know? You need to know God's thinking of you. And if he's thinking of you, then he's thinking of all the other yous in the world. He's thinking of some of those yous that we don't think much of. I always hate that part. But you know he is, and it's easier to palate some things when we think of how God thinks about those things. I'm never real comfortable with David's requests of what he wants done to his enemies, but he was in a different spot, maybe. But I think sometimes that's maybe what I'm thinking, and I need to overcome that kind of thinking. I think once in a while, God just smiles and shakes his head at me like, ay, ay, ay. But we're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. And we talked about there. Right? We talked about there. I want to be there in that number when the saints go marching in. You know? But wherever I go, God, you're there. Nothing can separate me from your love. And nothing should be able to separate me from his love flowing through me. Not because I'm afraid he's going to get me. This morning I ran into one of those technical difficulties again. My printer I couldn't even read it when it got done. So I tried it again. Got the same result. Decided it must be the ink, so I put in a new ink cartridge. Same result. When I was about to give up, I thought, well, okay, I'll do a printer check. And my troubleshooter came up and said, this is being removed. Check this for further information. How can it remove my troubleshooter? But I've managed to, by the grace of God, it had to be, clicked on a button that, so I found that I could print my, I could clean my printer heads. And it had a new little thing on it. It said, hard clean or regular? Now, we need a hard clean. So it hard cleaned. Then I had a problem getting out of the hard clean. But I got it to work and I printed, and I was so excited. So little thing, I can get excited about little things, but it's only God, you know? I mean, I tell you, God knows them, I don't know them. But I said all that to say this, sometimes maybe our heads need cleaning. You know? We need to get the blur out. And as I have contemplated this you thing, it sort of removes some blur. A chorus that we sing, and it's actually a scripture that says, for thou hast created, hast all things created. Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure thou hast created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Can you see you as his pleasure? For his pleasure he has created. He made all this for us because we are his pleasure. It pleased him to give his son for us. What a pleasure it is when we come to him. What a pleasure it is when he receives our love unrestricted. We don't need to be careful about our love for God. We need to be extravagant with our love for God. We need to let God rise in us and the enemy be scattered. You're special to God. You are. And as we receive that specialness that we have from God, we've got something special from God that pours out of us. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Are you glad?
Yes.
If it hadn't been for Jesus, what a mess I'd be. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Are you glad that the Lord saved you? Did he save you because, well, he didn't have anything better to do, or because he loved you and he'd been seeking you? You know, he'd been thinking of you. You know, he'd been just thinking of you. You know? Singing your name. Before I spoke a word, he was singing over me. Oh, that never-ending, ever-overflowing, reckless love of God. He's not ignorant. He chose you for a purpose. Remember how loved you are. Remember how loved you are. You. If you can believe.
Lord, help us remember that.
Amen. If you can, then all things are possible. You can. You can say to a mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. You can say to the crops, it's nothing for you to help, Lord. You can say to the Lord, increase my harvest. You can say, because you know that he's hearing what you say. Because you're loved. You're just loved. If you know, it's like, if you're praying and can you imagine you saying, oh Lord, you're the best, and him saying, no, you are. Because he cares about you. You don't want to be God. You don't even want to be like God. You just want to be pleasing. I came so you could have life. You. He didn't come to fulfill a fantasy. He came for you. And for me. And his desire is for all the yous out there. And you don't have to be careful about telling someone that they're important to God. You know? It's not like it's an awful thing to say. To pass on the news. Because Jesus said, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. You. Not somebody else, you. 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 You are something. Aren't you just something? Huh? You are. It is, you know, it's not humility to downplay who you are in Christ, you know. You're so fortunate. You're so fortunate. You can stand on the street. I'm so fortunate. I'm so fortunate. Somebody's going to come and say, well, what are you so fortunate for? I get to tell you God loves you. You know, one. Just one. And then another, and then another, and then another. Because when you're sure of who you are, when you're sure of how you are loved, then your confidence will spread. You know? I stopped and talked to Bob yesterday. I have to catch them when they're outside, otherwise they pull down the shades and don't want me there. But, no. But he's working on Dwayne's truck, you know. He just knew what he was doing. I'm so proud of him. He knows what he's doing. I wouldn't know what I was doing. Nobody's going to bring their truck to me to work on. I could put air in the tires. I had to Google to find my oil filter in Vicky's vehicle. I was this close to giving up. Just dump oil in it and figure it's all right. Because it doesn't have a filter. It did. But this is the confidence we have that when we pray, we know he hears us because he's been waiting on you. And oh, when you call, he just says, heaven, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at you. Look at you. God loves you. So, Lord, we thank you that it is about us. Everything you did for us. You just did. And what a humbling thought that is. Holy Spirit, pour this love into us and then spread it abroad to all those other yous who you are calling to. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. 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 Corrections or additions?